USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 people were killed in a shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado on Monday, including one police officer. Officer Eric Talley, who was the first on the scene, had been with the Boulder Police Department since 2010, said Police Chief Maris Harold, and described him as heroic. Details of what happened should take about 5 days. A suspect has been arrested. The city of Evanston, Illinois, on Monday night approved plans to distribute $10 million in reparations to black residents for housing and mortgage assistance. The city of 73,000 people, 12 miles north of downtown Chicago, is the first in the country to pass such a measure. Newly leaked photos from migrant detention facilities have shed light on the terrible conditions that children are being kept in. President Biden's administration has tried for weeks to keep the public from seeing images like the one that emerged Monday. More than 15,500 children in U.S. custody are being hidden by the administration, blocking the media and outsiders to see for themselves. This is USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
As social media fat cats like Twitter and Facebook clamp down on free speech, a spokesperson for former President Trump has announced within the next 2 to 3 months, he will be launching his own social media platform. The men's basketball NCAA tournament has reached Sweet 16 level. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Sweet 16 is now set with the completion of the second round of the NCAA tournament on Monday. The day started off with an upset as Oregon knocked off second-seeded Iowa 95-80. After placing 9 teams in the bracket, the Big Ten Conference has just one left after Michigan downed LSU 86-78. The overall number one seed Gonzaga also moving on after beating Oklahoma 87-81. Alabama is also on to the Sweet 16 after beating Maryland 96-77. And the Pac-12 is now 10-1 in this year's tournament after USC dominated Kansas 85-51. Their only loss coming as Colorado fell to Florida State 71-53. The Sweet 16 round begins Saturday afternoon.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former basketball great has died of natural causes. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Basketball legend Elgin Baylor has passed away. Baylor spent 14 seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers, averaging a double-double for his career, earning 11 All-Star selections, and making 8 trips to the NBA Finals, but never winning a title. After retiring in 1971, Baylor went into coaching, leading the New Orleans Jazz from 1974 to 1979. Baylor was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 1977. He then transitioned into the front office, spending 22 seasons with the Los Angeles Clippers as the team's vice president of basketball operations. He was named NBA Executive of the Year in 2006. Baylor was 86.
Elgin Baylor was the first NBA player to surpass 70 points in a game, with the 71-point game December 11th, 1960, against the New York Knicks. Third baseman Matt Chapman joins MLB.com to talk about the Oakland A's building off the 2020 season and improving his defense.
Winning the division was obviously the goal. Getting a little further in the playoffs is the goal this year, and still winning the division. But a lot of us, didn't play to the best of our abilities for sure. I think some guys thought they had down years. I was injured, so I think there's a lot of things that we could take away from last season that, hey, we were able to grind it out and we still won the division, but I think the ceiling is really high for this team. There's no telling what we could do if we all play to our capabilities.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.